Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast, normally. But this week, and for the indefinite future, we are reviewing the reviews of the reviews of our podcast. So it's actually a little bit different than the PRP you're used to. It's a little bit backwards. It's more like, I guess it's still PRP backwards. Maybe this was always destined to be this way, I guess. But it's, anyway, it's Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, not Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. I hope that makes any sense. So today I thought we would go back to the last 17 genres we did, all the way up to news, through history, from comedy to history, and just look at all the reviews we got within. I'm not really sure what we're supposed to do if we get new reviews while reviewing the old reviews. Are we supposed to review the review of that new review in real time? I don't know what's going to happen, so let me know in a review what you think I should do about that in case it comes up. So until then, let's just get right into all the reviews we've gone over, starting from all the way from comedy back until history, which is already backwards anyway, going back to history. So this, it makes a lot of sense. I hope you will stick with us. Our first review is a 5-star review by me about somebody else's review. I'm not sure if I need to say that part, actually. That's going to get kind of redundant. So anyway, here is that review. Thanks for your review. I hate it. It's really bad, but it's great. And you're dumb, but you're fine. But most importantly, I give you 5 stars. Okay, that was a pretty nice, simple 5-star review. Now, the reason it seemed kind of mean and stuff is because if you listen to that episode, they left a review in a similar way. So I actually think this is actually a pretty good review because this review kind of reflected what their original review was. And so it was kind of playful and reciprocal. So I think this is actually a good review, and I'm going to give this review 5 stars. So we're off to a good start. I cut off most of me talking. I'm not sure what part constitutes necessarily the even review itself, since I kind of sometimes just ramble on a little bit. So I just cut out where I said, up until I said, so I'm going to leave a review for you. So there was parts before that I cut out. So we'll see how much more of the next few reviews we'll cut out or not, just to make sure they don't go on for too long, because I do want to keep this episode short. That's why I only have 4 reviews for us today. So anyway, let's listen to our next review.
Thank you, Pat. I believe this is our very first review that is a PRRP title of a review itself. So that alone is just so wonderful. Thank you so much. I've actually never tried watermelon, so I will review that on a future episode of PRRP. So thank you, Pat. I give your title, especially your alliterative PRRP title, and food suggestions, since people really like food on this podcast for whatever reason. 5 stars.
All right, 5 stars. Great. I think this is a great review again. The sound is a little different than usual because I was trying to be quiet, but I don't think that matters too much. It's the content of the review, not necessarily the sound of the review. So I think that I addressed the title and I followed through on my reviewing of the suggestions. So I think overall this is a really good review because I did film the watermelon episode. So I give this review 5 stars. Okay, next review. Let's just keep going. So this is not a history review about what history you'd like to see, which is totally fine. If you want to leave a review that's not history related, that's better than not leaving a review. But right now we're trying to look for history to review. So this is not very history focused, but that's fine. One thing I had never considered before is causing people anxiety in leaving a review for this podcast. Is that possibly a reason why people aren't leaving as many reviews, because they're worried about leaving a review and getting it read on air? Okay, if you leave a review and you include...
Sorry, let me cut out right here. This is kind of rambling a little bit. Let me just get to the end of the review. I'm just going to cut and skip ahead. Sorry.
If you're anxious, let me know in a review and I won't read it out loud. So maybe that will be... Is that a big... How many people are anxious? I don't know. So, okay, thank you for your review. I give it 5 stars.
Okay, great. So that review is a little interesting because it takes place during the history episodes, But somebody was leaving a review that wasn't about history, so I think I kind of went off a little bit on a tangent about that. That's what that review's about, kind of. But I skipped ahead and basically reiterating, if you are anxious, do send in a review. I think that's good to make sure people know that they can not be anxious. And so I think this ultimately, even though it's kind of a long review, I think this is a 5-star review. We got one review left. We're getting really, really long, so let's just keep going real quick. Last review today.
We'll come back to that quote in a second, but I think MCARD 4 has already raised an interesting point here. The fundamental nature of reviews hinges on an unspoken...
Okay, I'm just already going to stop right there because I remember this is going to take like 20 minutes or something. This whole episode was kind of fostered around this review, so this is not going to... I'm just going to scrub through it until I get to the end. So sorry about this. This one's way too long to put into an actual episode again, so hold on a second.
5 stars, meaning perfect, and so on. We'll be reviewing the very review itself. From its inception, I would like you to review some obituaries. Please do leave a review if you have any particular history you'd like written. I give your review 5 stars.
Okay, there we go. What does that 5 stars. Exactly? So yeah, I think this review in context made a lot more sense because I was kind of trying to do a history episode at the time to see if that would work. Didn't work, that's fine. But I think that the reason this is so long is just because that's why. But I think it makes sense in context. So I don't want to necessarily just listen to the whole history episode again on this one. So this is totally fine. We'll give this episode or this review of this review 5 stars. Great. Okay, that was the first episode of PRRP, which I said in reverse order than usual. You probably couldn't tell, but thanks for listening. We'll just keep going and see. So far, I think these 4 reviews have all been pretty good. They're a little bit mired in the genres, which I think is a problem. I think once we get out of the genres and back to the genreless podcast, it'll make a little bit more sense and it'll be easier to discern if reviews are good or not. But so far, I think these all have been good reviews, so I think that's good. Let me know if you like this kind of concept for the show or if these kind of reviews are doing it for you. Otherwise, we will just go on and keep doing this, and we'll see you next week.